Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, Memphis has an opportunity there. They were obviously picked to win. They were picked to win the West for a reason. And that's because they return basically everybody except Riley Ferguson and Anthony Miller. And one of those returnees, is the great T.J. Carter, defensive back for the University of Memphis. He just wrapped up practice. He joins us now. T.J., what's up, brother?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, man, everything is good here. How is camp going so far?
Camp going real good. Today, I feel like we had an excellent practice. We definitely progressed today, took a step in the right direction, and now we just want to take it one day at a time, keep progressing, go from good to great, and keep making each other better.
A few days ago, you said you wanted to see that defense step up, didn't come out and perform the way that you wanted it to. Has it since, TJ?
Of course. When you're going through camp, of course it's going to be hard trying to get up and convince yourself to push it every day. Of course, with meetings and practice and workouts and all that. So I just feel like on that day we wasn't focused from a mental mindset. And I mean, of course, we bounced back. Coaches got on us. The players held each other accountable, and we just want to progress in the right direction and hold each other accountable and make sure we're getting better each day.
All right, so obviously, as you know, TJ, lots of attention on the quarterback competition. You're going up against those guys every day in practice. Give us sort of a breakdown of both of those guys, both Brady White and David Moore. What do they do well, each of them?
I mean, I feel like both of them are really good quarterbacks. I can't just speak too much on which one is better. But I feel like David is really good with his legs, turning nothing into something, taking a bad play and taking it 20 yards with his legs. And both of them, like I said, both of them really excellent quarterbacks. It's just going to come down to the last day because they're battling right now. So, I mean, I really can't tell you too much on that.
When you committed to Memphis, obviously you're there out of Nashville. You got 615, you know, in your Twitter handle.
Yes, sir.
How much did you know about Memphis before they started recruiting you? Like, had you ever thought that growing up in Nashville, had you ever considered Memphis football as a place you might like to play, or was that something that the coaching staff sort of convinced you about?
To tell you the truth, I did not. I mean, when I got the offer from Memphis, I mean, it was just, to me, it was just another offer at the time. I really wasn't thinking about coming to Memphis because I had a lot of big-time offers, like SEC offers, so I thought I was going to SEC, but I mean, as I got older, because I started getting my offers when I was young, like freshman, sophomore year. So I started realizing what I really wanted out of a school and what I was looking for. And after I sat down with my parents and talked to them, I mean, Memphis ended up being the best fit for me because I wanted to stay home. I mean, Coach Neville, of course, building the program. I remember in high school watching them beat Ole Miss when they had Anthony Miller, Paxton Lynch, and all that. So that was on the rise at the time. So I just wanted to be a part of that, and I feel like I could come in early and make an impact as a freshman. So that was really the main reason why I committed to Memphis.
That's what I want to stick with, TJ, that decision. You had those big offers, right? You could have gone there, and maybe you start right away, or maybe they redshirt you, right, because they got other big-time prospects too. You decide to go somewhere where you can be impact guy. You know, right off the bat, you start 11 games as a true freshman. What advice would you give to a prospect who's maybe got that big school too, but then got a school coming too, telling them, hey, you'll play right away here? It worked out great for you. What would you tell that kid?
Right. I would tell them, at the end of the day, it's your decision. Make the best decision for you. I mean, the best fit for you. So that's all it came down to at the end. It was the best fit for me and my family as well. It's close to home.
Yep.
And that's it. Just it's not anybody else's decision. It's not your parents' decision. It's not anybody else's decision but you, because you're the one that got to stay there for 4 years. So,
yes, sir.
I mean, that's all I got to say.
Yep.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis defensive back T.J. Carter. They're wrapping up practice, getting ready to head to Lambeth. TJ, got to ask you. I know when you're a corner, you got to have a certain mentality every right. snap, every play. Do you feel like you're the best defensive back in America?
Of course. I mean, being a corner, even though I can't admit as a freshman, I don't want to be known as or considered as one of the best. I mean, I carry myself like that every day. Even the first day I came to Memphis over the summer when we were doing one-on-ones, I wanted to step up against the best, going against Anthony Miller every day. I mean, taking on that challenge every day, and a good quarterback at Riley Ferguson, just competing with those guys every day, and they really got me ready for the season. And on top of that, I play with a chip on my shoulder. I just want to dominate the receiver across from me every play, physically and mentally. So, I mean, that's just how I carry myself.
Hey, who's next in terms of, you know, receivers? Obviously, a big, you know, you're having to replace a lot there with anything there. Like who's the guy or the guys who are going to step up and sort of help fill that void?
We got a couple guys. I mean, we got DeMonte Coxey. I mean, he's going to have – I feel like he's going to have a big breakout season this year. Really good receiver. People didn't play last year because of some injuries, and we had guys like Edmund Miller. So, him, John Pop Williams, another really good receiver, and really create will make things happen with the ball in his hands. Slade is another Michelin Slade. He's another good receiver. I mean, we got a lot of dogs across the board. They just come out.
Who's setting the tone? Which one of you dogs, TJ, setting the tone for the defense in the huddle? Who's the vocal leader?
I mean, of course, we got a – I'm working on it.
Yes.
I'm trying to be as vocal as I can, be a leader on the sideline. Curtis Akers, of course, senior, is another vocal leader. Jack is another vocal leader. Austin Hall. Everybody now, as we progress through camp, I feel like everybody's trying to take on that role, holding everybody accountable. I don't think it's just one leader. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's everybody trying to make each other better. And like I said, hold each other accountable so we can grow. As a defense, as a team.
You guys were obviously picked to win the division. You fell short in the title game last season. How much do you think about that, given how close it was and how close you were to being in a New Year's Day Bowl? How much does that loss last season drive you heading into this year?
Well, it drives us every day. That's been our main motto this year. I mean, going from good to great. I mean, we had a good season last year, but we didn't have a great season because we didn't finish how we wanted to finish, and that's been on our minds the whole spring. We don't want to feel that again, so we're working as hard as we can every day to make sure we don't feel that again and make sure next time we come out with the victory.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis defensive back T.J. Carter here on the Jason and John Show. Hey, man, do you think there's anybody else in the country that's got better uniforms than Memphis Tiger football?
Of course not. Coach Novell, we got that. I mean, Coach Novell, he surprised us with that one. I mean, we got that. We Memphis. I mean, we got that swag. Coach Novell really know how to put it together.
You've got a great relationship with Jalen Ramsey, who's also from Nashville. What have you learned from him in training with him like you have?
Well, this is work ethic and his mentality. He's a very hard worker. I mean, he wants to outwork everybody. He's constantly working. I mean, even when he's off, he's constantly working. Even if he's not physically doing anything, he's doing something, like if it's in the playbook or studying tape or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just try to model his work ethic and his how he approaches the game.
Yep.
With a chip on his shoulder, like I said before.
So. Greatness, recognize greatness.
Yep. All right, so last thing, TJ, before we let you go, I know you're very busy. We were talking about this last week on the show, and I'll just ask you the question.
Settle this for
in a 7-on-7 setting, and it's just passing, could you pick off Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, for sure.
How many picks? How many picks do you think you could get on Marcus Mariota?
I couldn't say how many picks, but I'd definitely give him a run for his money.
Yes,
sir. That's just how I'm approach. I mean, that's how I'm approach everything. Like, I want to dominate the person in front of me. I don't care who it is. So, I mean, this is how my mentality is, and I feel like my whole team has that same mentality as well.
Yeah,
dig that,
brother,
man.
Carter. This was a pleasure.
Absolutely, TJ. Got to do it again soon, man. Best of luck this season. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you.
He is TJ Carter, man. He's one of my favorites. I love this kid.
We already knew what it was going to be like, didn't we?
He said, of course.
If you're going to be one of the best cornerbacks in the country, You got to have swag.
No doubt.
You got to have sauce. You got to have confidence. You knew what he was going to say to that question.
Oh, man. But he could have played it political. He could have been now, like, you know, I don't know.
Now we need to hold somebody's feet to the fire. Bennett, mm-hmm. Doyle, if you'd come on, do you believe him now that you've heard from T.J. Carter?
I believe in his confidence, man.
That
don't sound like a ringing endorsement.
It doesn't.
You were against us last week when we said that he would pick off Marcus Mariota. Would you like to, you know, adjust your statement, change your statement? No?
Just say that he would do it, Bennett. Just say that he'd do it.
Still in denial.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He's going to do it. He's going to – I'm telling you.
Dude, that's one of the best cornerbacks in the nation in college football.
It's going to happen. He's going to be in the NFL, and he's going to pick off
Marcus Mariota.
He started
11 games as a true freshman.
It's just true.
Yeah, I think he'll do it when he gets in the league.
Thanks to T.J. Carter, and thanks to the University of Memphis for helping set that up. That was –
Thank you, Memphis.
Definitely a big-time arranger, so we appreciate that as always. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.